Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You should be skeptical of everything that is for sale.
Okay.
Not that it's going to hurt you, but that it can do what it claims
it
does.
What's this all about?
Well, for example,
there
is a product that someone in this room decided to buy, and he came in and told us all about it, and he sounds like the stupidest, most gullible sucker that ever walked this green earth.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that this man insists it is legit.
Oh, my God.
It's totally worth it, guys.
It steps it up.
Tell you what. You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that Tommy buys a lot of stupid stuff.
I like my impulses.
Like, whoever invented direct ads online was dreaming of Tommy Mulay when they did it. Because you have bought countless tracksuits.
Yeah.
Fedoras, colognes that smell terrible.
Yeah.
Socks.
Yeah. One point you bought mushroom jerky.
Yeah, you're even in on the food impulse buys, which is, I think, the biggest risk out of all
of them. They're a little
hit
or miss.
But speaking of food, Kimmy,
the
other day, Tommy comes in. He does that thing with his hands and shows. Hey, guys, you don't believe it. You don't believe what I got. I found it. Will you hear what I got? What did you find?
So I'm doing my marketing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was going to cook something on the grill. So got we're going to do burgers.
Sure.
So I'm over in the oil section.
Oh, an oil?
An oil.
Oil?
And, you know, you got to spray down the Blackstone, you know?
Yeah. Wait, were these oils made in America or were they foreign oil?
Funny you should ask. They're American, but they have a foreign base.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm looking at all the spray oils, you know, the olive oil, the avocado oil.
Sure.
This one jumps out, bro.
What do we got?
Black and gold can.
Oh.
Ooh.
Check this out.
Fancy.
Chicago style Wagyu beef tallow. So it's a beef tallow spray.
Okay.
$12 a can.
What does Chicago style mean?
Well, it's Chicago's big beef tow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, Kimmy, like, you know, famous Chicago word.
Chicago cut.
Wagyu.
Yeah. So it's a Wagyu style Chicago tallow beef in a can.
All right.
So
and
I scored
it. And you're
supposed
to cook with it.
Yeah, so you spray it on the grill, right?
Yeah,
So
gotcha.
I do the burger, get out the smasher, spray that thing down. Oh, my God. Turn like regular ground beef.
Best burger of your life.
Oh my! I felt like it was at like a high-end steakhouse, like a Chicago-style steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious, and it really made that meat pop.
He said to me, he said with a straight face, not joking,
it works,
that it made his hamburgers taste like Wagyu beef.
Yeah, that's what it did. It Wagyu'd them up. Have you ever had Wagyu?
I have not.
It's delicious.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
When?
When I sprayed it on my meat.
So you also never had Wagyu before?
Yeah, I just told you.
No,
I just,
okay.
I sprayed
so
the Wagyu.
You have never had
on the beef.
Wagyu beef in your life.
And you noticed a significant difference in that burger compared to
that. Because really
you do a lot of Blackstone grilling.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
Well, that's why you want the Wagyu where it's got the Blackstone.
And,
step up.
And this, you say, was worth the purchase.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. You should try it.
You are.
Matter of fact, I got some. You want to try it?
No kidding.
Yeah, I do.
Where can I find it?
Well, I brought it in with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where would I go get it?
Well, I'm getting into the Wagyu game myself.
Get the hell out of here.
They call me Tommy Wagyu's.
Tommy Wagyu's.
Yeah. Okay. So I got a little business setting up in the men's room.
Well, really, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's From My Can to Your Mouth, Wagyu You Up Good salts.
That business, just as legit as the can that you bought from the grocery
it's
store.
First of all, Wegmans does their research.
Do they?
So you asked me about the company?
Was it? It's a Wegmans brand.
It's a
brand.
Wegmans brand. No, it's not, actually. I purchased it at Wegmans, which means okay. Wegmans doesn't put anything on that shelf.
They still sell Emergen-C, which has been proven not to work.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a thing. I'm going to take it, and it cures a common cold. Okay.
Yeah.
You are the world's biggest sucker that ever suckered.
So you say I'm a rube.
Bro, do you realize how much of an Overnight 90 infomercial you sound like right now? Take the meat. Cheapest meat you have. Spray it. Say it.
Instant wagyu.
Yeah.
Wagyu.
Just spray it and forget it.
The fact that you even tried it makes me sad for you. So you're telling me. You are telling me right now with a straight face that all these places that are selling high-end Wagyu beef, including the Pittsburgh Wegmans, they sell Wagyu beef.
Oh, they
right?
do.
Right? They're hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to spend $1,000, $1,500 a pound to go buy some.
Just need the spray.
I could buy a junk steak, Kimmy. I could spray the Wagyu spray on it.
It may not be as good as the high-end prime.
Yeah.
But it definitely elevates whatever meat you're serving.
Oh, so it makes it taste like it was made on foreign soil?
Bro. I thought I was eating in Tokyo.
Okay.
Tokyo
you don't know
beef.
What that would taste like because you've never had Wagyu beef.
I think I'm close.
No, you don't.
It's aerosol Wagyu.
Okay. So Wegmans is shooting themselves in the foot in Pittsburgh by cutting their Wagyu beef sales down.
No.
They're
giving you a cheaper option for the poor. I'm eating the poor man's Wagyu.
Uh-huh.
Spray on Wagyu.
How would you know?
Well, because I'm poor.
By the way, even the can lets you know what a sucker you are.
It's
you're like,
black and gold.
Wow, black and gold. This one stands out. I got to have that.
Well, if something
gold
is...
Gold means good. You were just going to say it, too.
It's
you
the
were
gold just standard. Gonna say it.
You are so dumb.
If you see something that's in gold, you should buy it because gold's good.
Why are you so dumb?
Because like, if you have a gold card, that means you have money.
You are so...
If you have gold in your pocket, you
Why
have money.
Why are you so dumb?
The TV show Solid Gold, one of the top shows.
252 WCMF, Tommy went and bought Wagyu cooking spray at Wegmans for $12. He comes in the other day, dead ass serious.
Yeah.
Oh, I sprayed it on my burger. Oh, made it taste like Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever done. You are such a sucker. And here's the thing. I can yell all day. I haven't had it. I'm not a food expert. But there is a man who knows a thing or two about food.
Okay.
Eric's on CMF. Hey, Eric. How are you, buddy?
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Tommy's an idiot.
Really? Why?
Okay. This concept is a money grab, essentially. It is trimmings from Wagyu beef that we're going to throw out that they rendered down and put in a can.
Okay.
And they're charging you a fortune for.
But it's still Wagyu.
No, but here's the thing. It's like
the parts that
it's the beef fat.
They don't use.
They
trim off the fat.
Like, you're buying their garbage.
Yes, but it's delicious garbage.
Okay. Have you had this, Eric?
I have not played with the spray. I have had Wagyu beef twice, and it is amazing. I refuse to pay $18 for a can of fat.
It's only 12.
That's insane.
Oh, it's only 12 in that case. You're just a little bit less of a sucker,
No.
No. I'm not going to buy it.
No, man. What? I want to sell you real estate, man. What is wrong with you?
You ain't got no goddamn real estate.
He's got real, but no. But the Wagyu people got
real
estate.
That's the whole idea.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. There are now three kinds of people in this world.
All right, what you got? Wagyuers?
Nope. One, people who will buy all the magic products directly advertise them, and you know the type, right?
I see it on TV.
It's a superfood that blends all the essential nutrients in your body.
Yeah, you just drink one cup of this and you're good.
It's right? The people that keep the home shopping networks going.
Yes.
You know?
Your body craves Holcazine, which maximizes your body's T-zone. And these people will never admit they bought something that was a scam and that they are dumb. That is you. One. Two, you have people that will buy this scam stuff and then get mad at the product for not doing what it said.
Like the Doug Flutie pill? Where you take it and you get two girlfriends?
There you go, that one.
At the golf course for some reason?
The one that always stands out of my head. Remember when they sold those rubber bands with like metal stickers on them that were supposed to like balance your...
The magnets?
Yeah.
The magnets were huge.
It's going to fix your vertigo. And then people got it and like, wait a minute, this rubber band didn't fix my vertigo. And then three, there are people who avoid these products altogether.
All the smart ones.
And they never...
The shrewd people with all their money still in their pockets.
I ask everyone listening, which one are you? Because you are number one.
I want to live, baby.
You are. If I spend the money, I will
taste
lie
the Wagyu.
I will lie to everybody.
Smell the beef steak.
And tell them what a genius I am. And here's the thing. You could have just kept this to yourself, stupid.
I wanted to share with you because I know you had a grill and you got the grill.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, hey, man, check this out. It's really good. But, you know, forgive me for enjoying this delicious product. I wanted to share it with my coworkers.
No, you were trying to sound.
Crucify me.
You were trying to sound big money. You're trying to sound big
no,
money
it's
with your gold can.
It kind of
works. Wagyu burgers, guys. Check me out.
So how much of this do you, I mean, are you going to go through this can pretty quick? Or
every time
we,
every time I cook beef on the grill.
So are you going to buy it again, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Kenny, why would you not want it? Right. It's Wagyu every knife. Set it. Forget it. Wagyu it.
So this is going to be a part of your rotation.
Oh, yeah.
252
I grill every night, man. It's delicious.
I know you do.
252-9263. Again, we're talking about this Wagyu beef spray. I see you guys on hold that Tommy bought for $12 at Wegmans. It's gold and black. And he claims that the hamburgers that he made on the grill the other night taste like legitimate $1,000 a pound Wagyu beef.
I haven't tasted meat like that before.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, you're looking for some tender, delicious meat?
Bro, you know I'm a big meat guy.
Bro.
I love me some meat.
I mean, now that you're up for experimenting, I got a new business I'm working on.
Well, now you tell me?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, it's a kiosk.
Yeah. That I get.
Yeah, in the men's room.
Yeah.
We're going to do this bit or not?
Yeah.
It's called, you ready for the name?
Yeah, well, so.
It's called Shut Up and Knob Me, because you're that stupid. Like, that's how easy it would be to get you. Oh, wait, gold knob. I would just have to put, like, a gold circle over my zipper. Oh, it's probably Wagyu dog. I'm all the way in. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is your husband a guy who takes swings on weird products or no?
Get on wives.
Now you just try to hurt people because you look like a sucker.
It was just weird.
Sucker.
No, he, if it's cheap, yes, but I don't think he's not overspending on something like this. Yeah. Like the second he sees the price, he's out.
I love my wife. Love my wife.
Mm.
She will order all kinds of weird ass gardening stuff.
Yeah.
And never admit it was a scam. Half of my garage is full of weird-ass tools that she used once. It didn't work. Or terrible-smelling bags of stuff that was supposed to make her tomatoes bigger. It's my garage is scam central. Yeah. Scam central. You and my wife are the same person.
Well, that's good. She's a doctor.
Yeah, well, no. I mean,
I'm running in a high circle.
She's great at that. You're buying kids' gold. Must be good. 252 to be CMF. We got all our foodies coming out this morning.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
It's the dark food cloud.
I bought some Copperfit, you know, that Brett Favre stuff.
I love those
things.
Tried
it on my knee.
Yeah.
I sent pictures of my genitals to sports reporters. It didn't work, though.
Jeremy, you ain't had beef until you've grilled over your Copperfit sock on your Blackstone.
I thought we were going to do three kiosk jokes in one, whatever. Listen, some quick background. You can't get Wagyu, total Wagyu in the U.S. The USDA doesn't allow it. You can get a crossbreed, though. And what Tommy bought is legitimate 100% Wagyu beef tallow.
Ah.
It is distilled down, and I don't know what kind of argument you guys are trying to have here, because it doesn't sound like he was trying to make Wagyu burgers. It sounds like he was just putting a spray on his grill to make this burger.
Jeremy, he came in the next day and said, my burgers are now Wagyu beef. It's as good as
official.
Wagyu. He said
Tokyo style, Tokyo drift, Wagyu beef burger.
He thinks
Tokyo Drift. How long was that swimming around in your brain?
I don't know, man. Just popped
in. Where are you going, man?
I've been thinking about Tokyo.
I guess so. That's the place to go if you actually want Wagyu. No, I mean, it's a legitimate product.
I'm
you
poor.
Know,
it's a poor man's Wagyu.
Whether it turns your beef into Wagyu, obviously that's not true. If it makes it taste good and it keeps your Blackstone, you know, surface good, what's the difference?
Oh, I do spray it on the Blackstone.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, if you want to, you want to get rid of wrinkles, I hear you spray it on your face before you go to bed.
Really?
Yeah, you should try it.
Like beef tallow?
Yeah, you get Wagyu face.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger bottle than that. See you, Dick.
See you, buddy. We're going to need a bigger bottle. Okay, if you want to know if something's legitimate or not, there are two very easy ways to figure it out.
So what's the test?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. One, you're not the first one to find it. If it works.
Well, somebody's got to be the first one.
No, the point I'm making is if this Wagyu spray that you're talking about legitimately was like.
It'd be sold out.
Catches on.
And, or he would have heard it about it from somebody else. You wouldn't stumble upon it yourself first or be the first one to have it advertised to you on Instagram or Facebook or something. Someone else would have told you about it. There would have been a news story about
it. But I stumbled upon it.
Okay. Wow.
It was like a find.
What are the odds?
And there was only 10 cans on the shelf.
Two, if it claims it will save you a fortune. It's a scam. And that's what this spray is, right? Like, they're telling you get $1,000 beef for $12.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy X because this does it all. You right. don't have to go to the doctor because
and it's healthy. It's a spray. Sprays are good for you.
Kimmy, how many products do you see now advertised on you to you on Instagram? You stay out of the doctor because if you take this supplement yeah. or put this
well,
cream on.
I think that's why the food and like supplement scams are so much are harder to disprove. Because if you buy a product and it doesn't work, well, you're not going to use it because it's useless, right? But if you buy like a food thing or this vitamin or whatever, you can kind of convince yourself that it's working. Or
the
you can
kind of
convince
effect,
yourself
yes.
that I enjoy this. It's making the food taste better. So like, it's not like a black or white. Is it working? Is it not? It's more like, can I convince myself that this was worth the money?
Which is what's so funny about this spray and uh-huh. what's so brilliant about the scam. It's being marketed to people who have never had Wagyu beef.
Right, but I know it's good.
Okay, but everyone that shops at Wegmans on a daily basis does not have a legit Wagyu experience. It would be like me selling you, I got this machine, and it feels just like getting a knob from Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is she good at that?
Doesn't matter.
All right. But it's a machine.
Yeah. It's like getting a knob from Marilyn Monroe. It's Joe DiMaggio approved, although I guess he wouldn't know either.
Yankee Clipper.
I mean, bro, there would be no way for you to disprove it.
Okay. All right. Rain on my little beef parade. Go ahead. Have your fun.
No, it's just you come in so arrogant. Like, dude, let me tell you what I found. I'm so smart. Check out me. SMRT. Tommy Boulay. I'm so smart. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, hey, fellas. Yeah, so I actually love the fact that Tommy buys all this stupid stuff because it makes me not have to spend my money. I kind of want to know. So, first of all, my two questions are, Tommy, how does that goalie three-pack work? Because I know you bought that. And also, how does that Cupid cologne spray smell?
Cupid cologne?
Those are all going over the internet right now, those two things. I know you bought
that. What is a Cupid cologne spray?
I don't know. It's supposed to be like a pheromone.
Oh,
spray.
That's back again? No, come on.
Yeah, but the ladies love it.
He's bought that. It's like,
the ladies love it, buddy.
Okay. Mark.
I mean, I bought the pink stupid pineapple. I'm about to buy the goddamn cantaloupe. Yeah. Hey, Duffy, send me the link to that Marilyn Monroe number, too.
Yeah, you got it. I'm all over it, buddy.
See you later.
Have a good rest of the day. Here was Mike. Tell me the pheromone spray's not back.
It works.
No, it doesn't.
That's why
down the cologne road yesterday. Telling us like all these famous people and what cologne they wore just because the ad told them so.
Oh, yeah, you can smell like Winston Churchill.
How would you know?
Well, you'd dig them up and smell them.
Tommy bought, I'm not making this up, Tommy bought a cologne that the ad said was worn by JFK.
Yeah, it was. It was called Eight and Bob.
How would you know?
Because it said it on the thing.
Yeah.
And I bought it. Wait, I bought the sample pack.
It said on the advertisement selling the cologne that JFK wore this cologne?
Yeah.
Wow. Why would they lie?
And even Bobby wore it.
Okay. Maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking for connectors here. Yeah. Look, the bottom line is
listen,
this,
what's the bottom line?
Well, yeah, I mean, go have fun with your money. Just if you buy something.
No, you just get mocked. I'm going to tell you nothing.
If you buy something and it doesn't work, it's okay to say you
but
got caught.
But what if I find something that's I found delicious? And I just wanted to share it.
Okay.
God forbid.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were doing. Let me tell you something, pores. I got a spray. I mean, the Tokyo Drift.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Neither of these choices are good choices.
Oh.
And a man in the city of Rochester found out even the less dangerous of these options still sucked pretty hard.
Oh.
But it's weird, Kimmy, that the suspect in this story, with all the things he allegedly had at his disposal, decided to start with the old school route. Mm. And also, that the alleged victim here hung around long enough to become the victim of this alleged crime.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a wild story.
Whatever.
Coming from the northern part of the city of Rochester. And it starts with a cell phone.
Oh.
On Monday, just after 9 a.m., the Rochester Police Department were called for reports of an altercation at a home.
Oh.
And an investigation revealed that the victim arrived at said home to retrieve a cell phone.
Oh.
This led to some kind of issue.
Over the cell phone?
Apparently it seems. All right. Because during the altercation,
yeah,
authorities say the person in the home allegedly cut the victim with a machete.
Man, that's old school.
And then chased them out of the house with a gun.
So he had a gun and a machete.
Yeah.
Machete first, wow. Gun next.
Yeah.
That's a yeah, lot to hold.
Rock, gun, machete.
Yeah.
And you went
call
with
that a knife? That's a knife.
I want to say again,
yeah,
just so we all understand what happened here.
Yeah.
Police say the machete came out.
Yeah.
And that apparently was not enough to get the person looking for the cell phone to leave.
Yeah.
They were then allegedly cut with machete. That apparently wasn't enough to get him to leave.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the person at the house allegedly took out a gun where the person left.
That's some heavy artillery, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What the hell was on that cell phone?
Yeah, no kidding.
And how tough or stupid do you have to be?
Because the guy got hit by the machete, right?
He was cut
yeah,
by the machete.
Been injured.
He was cut by the machete, but apparently did not leave the house until he was chased with a gun.
Yeah.
If the allegation
still
wanted true
to challenge the machete, I guess.
Right? Like, yeah. He lost the argument.
Yeah.
Machete wins again.
Yeah.
Okay. Even crazier in this story.
What's left?
The victim of the machete, Tommy, did not wait around for the cops. While the RPD were investigating at the home.
Yeah.
Story on News 8 says the victim arrived at the hospital with machete wounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay, least, but yeah, that makes sense. That's all where right you're going.
But here's the thing. Does that mean he was going to try and walk off the machete?
Well, he just ran to the hospital?
Well, I mean, it's possible he just left and was like, okay, now I'm in a serious situation.
Well, you may not know how bad you're cut at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
might
yeah,
be I'm gonna, pretty. I mean, you're in that moment, you're processing.
You're in shock.
Fear. Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I know we've all said a lot of things here, but I want to go back to one tiny detail in the beginning of the story. This all happened around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
9 in the morning.
That's an early time to get macheted.
Talk about a case of the Mondays. This happened on Monday.
Well, I guess that would be when you realize you don't have your phone, potentially.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know?
And on top,
away from you.
On top of that,
yeah.
Story on News 8 says the pair knew each other.
Well, yeah, because the phone was at that guy's
that
house or woman's house.
That person may have previously been there.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of made sense.
There's a bunch of things that could happen. There could have been a party there. You didn't know him. You left your phone behind. Yeah. The person could have stolen your phone. You knew where they ended up.
Yeah. I just figured like that's
tracked
where they
tracked your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Potentially, yeah.
Did they get the phone? They must have because the cops got called.
Well, somebody called the cops. I don't know who called the cops.
It ain't going to be Machete Guy.
No, well, it couldn't have been Machete Guy because he was on his way to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm guessing he
no,
didn't
the
get
the guy wielding
phone
the machete.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to call the cops on himself.
No.
I'm guessing he didn't get the phone based on the fact that he was still chased out of the house.
Oh,
you
maybe
would think, like, once you get your phone, you're out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not lingering.
Good point. Mm. Good point. Okay, so it sounds like the victim is going to be okay, which is good.
Yeah.
But we may still have the craziest part of the story to tell you.
What's left?
So just to recap again, 9 a.m. on Monday, a man walks into a home in the northern part of Rochester looking for what sounds like a cell phone. Or there was an argument over a cell phone. The argument results in the person inside the house pulling out a machete and eventually cutting the person looking for the phone. But that wasn't enough to get them to leave because police say then he chased him out of the home with a gun and a machete. While they were at the home investigating the incident,
yeah,
story on News 8 says police found, and I'm quoting the story, you ready? Quote, the machete, a loaded .40 caliber Glock handgun, a loaded .380 Glock handgun, and an AR-style pistol.
Wow, that's a lot of firepower.
And the dude still walked in the house looking for a cell phone. Because if he did know this person, you would most likely know they have all of that.
Yeah, because they always talk about it.
And you still went looking for the phone.
Not a type of place you want to barge into.
Okay.
No.
All right. So with all the information we have now, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Obviously, if the allegations are true, the worst person in the story is the gun and the machete guy.
Yeah.
That's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? But I ask you two this.
What's that?
Who's the dumbest person in the story?
The person that sticks around long enough to find out there's a second weapon. Because, the first one didn't do it for you.
Yeah, I
don't want to know where it goes from here.
Yeah, you nailed it.
You got it. You can make a pretty good argument here. Maybe it's time to report the cell phone missing and cut your losses.
And get new friends.
Good call.
Yeah.
New circle of pals.
Say, Tommy, if he knew the person had these weapons in the house, which it sounds like he found out, even if he didn't know, you found out pretty quickly he did. Going into the house to get that cell phone was a very stupid thing to do. And we don't like to victim blame on this show.
Yeah.
But even if things started semi-cordial, the second you get a glimpse of a machete, time to go?
Yeah, I see the big knife. I'm gone.
Okay. I guess the only reasonable theory
why is that?
As to why this guy would have stuck around once the machete came out, is he was close enough with this person where he didn't think they would use the machete.
It could be. Unless it happened so fast. Like, that guy just, whipped it out and you were, slashed.
Okay. But then the gun, too. What are you? Yeah! One out of each pocket?
Yeah, you'd have to be walking around like some kind of pistolero.
And does he carry a machete on him in his house at all times? Well,
doesn't everybody? Well, I have my Monday machete.
Monday machete.
Did he open the door with the machete?
Oh, I knew he was coming up those steps.
But if he opened the door with the machete, again, hello, machete, goodbye, house. I'm out of here. You would have to, if you did not think, even with the machete display, that this man was not going to hurt you with it, you would have to know someone pretty freaking well.
Yeah.
To be so confident that if they were holding that machete with you in an argument, that it was only a threat.
Yeah, obviously, you would think that guy's a hothead, right? He overreacts.
Machete three gun guy? Yeah, I would think so.
So, knowing that, to your point, hothead, machete, I'm just going to say I lost my phone.
There you go. And I'm thinking, too, the idea that maybe he thought this person, if the allegations are true, would not use the machete.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this last night.
What's that?
There is not a person in my life that if we were arguing and they were holding a machete, I'd be confident enough they weren't going to cut me with it.
Yeah.
I would argue, if you are crazy enough to display said machete in argument, you have it in you to cut whoever is standing in front of you.
Yeah, because you're at that point.
I would think anybody that picks up an object that they plan on using as a weapon in general, I'd back down.
Right.
Could be anything.
Anytime I've been assaulted by stuff like that, It came my way.
There you go.
It didn't they didn't put it down.
Also, this story just blows my mind on 1,000 levels.
Yeah.
The person accused of the macheting, right? And having all the guns. Bad guy. Bad guy if the allegations are true. Sure. But it had to be frustrating for that guy only because he had to keep upping his game in the situation.
Don't make me take out the next one.
Thank you. Here's a machete. Yeah. I show you the machete. You're still here. Fine. I'll cut you with the machete. Oh, he's still not leaving. Okay, fine. I'll pull out my gun and threaten you. Okay, fine. He's finally leaving.
But the least menacing weapon still hurts.
Oh, good.
Just know that.
Yeah,
no matter what they're holding.
Good call.
Whether it's a hairdryer, shoes, kitchen utensil, if it catches you, it's going to sting.
You got it. Yeah. But even past that, good call. You're absolutely right. Machete can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't kill you,
it'll open you up.
Yeah, or you could lose part of your body.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
You ain't a lizard, man. You know, I think the funniest part of this story,
what was that?
It doesn't say whose cell phone it was.
Oh, I guess I just assumed it was a person that came back.
Yeah, he went back for
and
his
I
phone.
And I think, like, if you're really determined to get that phone back, it's got to be yours.
Ah, but there could be one other scenario.
What's that?
That cell phone belonged to a third party.
Oh, he was getting it for somebody else?
You got it.
That guy didn't like, maybe. That's why he was sent to go get it?
Let me ask you a question. What? Hypothetical situation. And, of course, it'll be hypothetical because your wife would never do this. But let's say you go to a party with your wife.
Yeah.
Right? She leaves her phone behind.
Mm-hmm.
And on that phone, there are some pics that she took and sent to you because she is into you as her husband.
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, my God, the phone's – you know what's on the phone. I got to get the phone. So you show up 9 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah.
You know what is on that phone and what it could do to your wife's reputation.
Yeah.
And the man displays a machete.
Yeah.
Are you going home and telling your wife you don't have the phone?
He ain't got it.
Or
– oh, I ain't getting cut.
It's your wife's reputation.
I'm not getting cut. We'll fix. I don't know. Do something. I ain't getting no machete.
So you would risk those photos getting out, hypothetically, instead of being a man and taking on that manchete.
I am not taking a manchete for a goddamn stupid phone.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
How much pain are you expecting your husband to take to get potentially nude photos of you back?
I think the pain was taken.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't expect him to challenge a weapon.
Okay.
All right.
Let me ask you this. All right, so machete, obviously, that's too much. All right, so same situation. You take pictures of your husband and get all sexy with him. You leave your phone behind. You barely know this person. Honey, I got to get my phone. He shows up 9 o'clock Monday morning. Guy opens the door. He's got a can of mace.
Ooh.
Would you expect your husband to take a mason to get your pictures back?
I wouldn't expect him to. I don't know what he would do.
Would you be disappointed if he came home and goes, he threatened to mace me, your naked pictures are now out?
No. No.
Okay. I wonder what the average woman would expect their husband, boyfriend to tolerate to ensure those pictures never got out.
I think they want you to work through the mace.
Work through the mace?
Yeah. Because that's not like life-threatening, right? That's just irritation. You can put water
in the mace. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, and the mace, I don't know if like that could lead to further injuries because now that person could like punch you in the face.
True that.
And, you know,
yeah.
He can hand me a bar of soap and be like, here's your phone. Irish Spring.
I mean, I'd rather be punched than macheted.
Yeah.
So I would say anything that's not life-threatening, she's going to expect you to do. Like mace. Taser.
Taser can be life-threatening. People die from mace or taser.
Very unlikely.
You have no statistics in front of you.
Very.
You have zero.
You don't have any either.
I have seen people die.
I have not seen one person die from a taser.
Not personally.
Like,
there are
old
stories of people dying from
taser. Yeah, that guy was like 65.
There are young people who have died. Okay, why are we having this argument right now? Yeah, you would.
I
encourage you to take a taser.
I think if it's not life-threatening, she's going to expect you to muscle through it.
Okay.
But I guess my point is something that isn't traditionally non-life threatening.
Yeah.
I mean, it could lead to other things.
What do they got?
That's where
dog.
It starts.
Oh, big dog.
Big ass pit bull.
Oh no, I'm not messing with that. I'll take a mace before I take a pit.
So you're not going to go.
I'll take a taser before.
But you don't know if the dog's friendly or not.
Nope.
He's just barking.
I would say you have a better chance against a human with a weapon.
Yeah, right. I'll take taser and over any kind of pit bull situation. You know, and I to wrap this up in a nice little bow here.
Yeah, what's that?
I think the most mind-blowing part of this is if you look at the details we have and if all the allegations are true, right? This guy shows up, 9 a.m., city house, right? Wants the cell phone back. There is an argument. Machete gets displayed. He gets cut, gets chased out of the house with a gun. Police go in. They find two other guns on top of the gun that was allegedly used and the machete. That little detail that the machete came out first tells me these people may be cordial with each other.
Oh.
Because, like, again, according to the story on News 8, when they searched the house, police, they found an AR-style pistol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which sounds like that would be the scariest of all the guns that they allegedly found.
I don't know what that looks like.
It's like a pistol, but AR style.
Oh, you got the AR on.
Yeah. Always ready. Pistol. Like, if I didn't like this person nor know this person, and I wanted them out of my house, I would start with the scariest weapon, right? I'm going to threaten you with the scariest weapon. The fact that they started with machete tells me maybe that these guys don't not like each other. No?
I don't know. You still showed up with a machete.
And you got pissed up pretty quick.
Is the machete more intimidating
and
than
you
a gun?
And you used it.
Oh, no, gun number one.
Okay.
I could just sit over here and shoot you.
I got you, but I
got to get up close to give you a good whacking.
But can't you argue that you're crazier threatening with the machete than you are the gun?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But gun, gun finishes the job.
Well, yeah, well, so can machete.
I know, but I have a better chance of surviving a machete whack than a bullet.
Is that statistically true?
I don't know.
A bullet? Well, if I fire a gun at you or I cut you in the arm, you're going to survive that cut.
Look, there are lots of people that survive gunshots. I'm not suggesting
that. I understand.
And bro, I mean, like...
But they're way more brutal to get through.
You would have to... That machete, if it's sharp and hits, it could hit an artery anywhere.
It could hit
body.
An artery. Right. It could be dirty. It could be... nasty infection.
Again, I don't want either of them.
I don't want any of it.
All right. So moral of the story. One, you can just report your cell phone missing.
Or just keep your phone on you, goddamn.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. And I think the biggest moral here.
What's that?
As soon as machete shows up, game over.
Split.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's a huge deal, Tommy.
What's going on?
It brings in a ton of money. Of money to our area.
Fantastic.
But that's not what people care about.
Mm-hmm.
Because folks in the greater Rochester area, we want recognition.
Yeah.
We want to see our name up in lights. And this is a legitimate, important international event.
Wow.
That will once again be calling Rochester home.
Look at that.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, it was announced via super secret inside source that the PGA Championship will be coming back to Rochester.
Wow.
That's right. I will read you the quote. Quote. Sources tell Mike Catalana, that the PGA Championship will be returning to Oak Hill in 2035. Typical Catalana.
Yeah.
Always wanting the credit.
Sure.
Because the story could have said the PGA.
Announced.
Yeah. Or, well, no, they'll be making the announcement today.
Right.
But, like, Catalana, it could have been like, hey, man, 13 Whams.
I'm on the inside.
Well, you got to ask yourself, why would I put the story up without putting my name on it? So this will be the fifth time?
Really? We had a major?
I believe so. It looks like we were on the decade plan for a while because
it was, that's what I thought.
Yeah, 2003, 2013, 2023, and now 2035. Wow.
But it goes way back. It was, you know,
I think 1980 was the only other one.
No, well, somebody, no, it was 1968 because Lee Trevino won it here.
The championship?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think it's the only one he ever won was here. Was Lee Trevino won the 68.
I could be wrong. Kimmy, can you Google?
Are
you
sure? Well, it was one of the majors.
I was going to say, are you sure
maybe
it was the championship?
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe you're wrong. Maybe you do damn research because I was doing my research last night.
You don't even know who Lee Trevino is.
I'll call Mike Catalano right now, and he'll tell me who Lee Trevino is.
Lee Trevino won the 1968 U.S. Open at Oak Hill.
That's what I said.
PGA Championship, dumbass.
Open
so
championship.
Dumb. You're so dumb, so hard, so dumb. You don't know the very mix like you think you do.
And we had the Ryder Cup.
Yes, multiple. Just once. What? Okay, don't be smug. You already got something wrong. So there was speculation after the event ended in 2023 that it would never be coming back to Oak Hill because of how small the greater Rochester area is compared to other places that host the championship. You thought this would be the case.
That's what everybody was saying, yeah.
And whenever everybody else says something, you're like, yeah, you know what I heard.
You know what I heard from Mike Catalano.
It feels like a small town makes the event better.
Maybe it does. Or maybe Oak Hill is such a phenomenal place to host a major that they love it.
Well,
it's one of the nicest courses in the country.
A lot of those places they play, I mean, they kind of are off in their own small town areas.
But they're getting away from that. They said.
Well, those courses came to your point. They are smaller towns, but they're suburbs of like major.
Yeah, like
areas.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Beth Page Black is where. That's where they're doing the announcement.
I think
today.
It's outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay, so there you go. Like you have a bigger
same, or is that a different place?
Kimmy's googling. Mm-hmm. But how do we know so little about golf?
Because we don't like golf.
We don't
much.
Like golf. Although you're like Lee Trevino for some reason.
That guy is so funny. He's still alive.
Like, the entire greater Rochester area bends over backwards whenever the PGA comes.
Well, yeah, it's the biggest event that comes to town, period.
And even if you're not a golf fan, which we are not, when you walk through town when they're here for those 2 weeks, you can legitimately feel the excitement in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also gives, like, an Americana feel to the broadcast.
Oh.
Well, you know, like, they have the course there, which is nice. They do, like, the outside shots. They talk to the guys about hanging out in town.
Yeah.
Like, it does feel like more... Is Americana the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Like, it's funny for a sport that is so... What's the word I'm looking for?
It's very... like, the fans have access to it.
Yes.
More so than other sports.
Beth Page is on Long Island.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Way
I don't know which one I was
thinking
that's
where they're
of.
Doing the...
Beth Page is Farmingdale, New York, yeah.
The Ryder Cup.
Maybe that's why they're doing the announcement there.
Because they're doing that this week. It's near like in the Hamptons.
God, we are so bad at this. You're out of Bethpage, just outside of Pittsburgh. Get yourself a Brady Brothers sandwich. Go play a little golf.
What I was thinking of. That sums it start with a B.
Alder Dooley, Long Island.
By the way, I'm going to pull a Catalana. That information brought to you by Stevie Gianta. No big deal. It's actually not a big deal. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I guess what I'm getting at is you're right. Like, the access to the golfers is awesome.
Yeah,
you're right
it's inside a community.
You're on top of everything. But it's weird for golf being such a high-end, snooty sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, where they have it at Oak Hill, you're not allowed in.
No.
Unless the event is there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we look at Oak Hill as like this gem of the greater Rochester area, which is awesome because when you show up at the front gate, you can't go.
Well, it's like having a really nice room in your house you're not allowed to go into.
But for golf being so high-end and everyone involved being super, super rich with the PGA, like, they do love to, like, project this idea of, like, we're just everyday America.
Yeah, so go out and buy a Rolex and a Mercedes.
It's the weirdest thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, come on out to our souvenir shop and spend $140 on a sweatshirt, just like America.
Yeah, that's true.
252-WCMF. Yesterday, we found out that sources have told Mike Catalano that the PGA Championship will be returning to Oak Hill in 2035.
So am I supposed to believe that the PGA talks to Mike Catalano, like, personally?
Mike Catalano wants you to believe that the PGA talks to Catalano personally.
Are we going to get Catalano on this?
No, I'm guessing it's someone just open their big mouth at Oak Hill.
I was going to say, somebody at the actual venue.
Yeah, like nobody at Oak Hill can keep their mouth shut.
True.
You know what I heard? You know what we're doing? Guess what I got? Check it out over here. Like everybody who is a member of Oak Hill called Catalano at the same time.
Well, Catalano's got the inside in Pittsburgh, you know?
Yeah, he definitely got
it. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
He's such a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah. And he's got that Philly attitude.
Okay, you keep saying Philly, what is
Philly's
a Philly
got an attitude.
You're kind of the same person.
Who?
You and Catalano.
I got a little Philly.
You're like Catalano light.
You're unathletic Catalano, which is tough because Catalano is not athletic anymore.
Yeah, I don't see him being really cut.
There was a time he played basketball.
Yeah, at the Y.
Yeah, well, yeah.
With our fat buddy.
I was also there.
May he rest in peace. Gee, anybody can guard, man.
Is that you guarding somebody?
No, that's actually that's a great impression of our buddy. Yeah, that's him doing it.
I said, anybody can play defense.
No, I mean, look, I got a love-hate relationship
with
these events at Oak Hill.
Well, because they're cool. So cool.
They are.
And they're global.
It's cool when anything like that comes to town, where it puts you on like a national scale.
But
international, really.
Right.
But it does bother me. And a lot of people lit me up for this during the championship two years ago, right? Like,
you don't even have to go to appreciate what it brings to town.
Well, I agree with you. Like, there is a civic pride. It's really cool that you have these world-class athletes walking around town. It's awesome. But like at the same time, you know, it does take advantage of everyone here in Rochester. Like, would you like to pay $150 to work for free?
I understand.
They're making hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like, hey, man, you...
Or your boy's a part of it.
You can give us money to go here and work for free. How does that sound?
But your buddy's tied to it.
Who?
Jim Nance. Your boy. You love Jim Nance.
My close personal friend, Jim Nance. You're right.
He's about as tied to that thing as you can get.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's
They have plaques with his goddamn name on it.
He is in the Oak Hill Hall of Fame.
He's on a tree out there.
He's got his own tree. I mean, look, I'm sure that
Nance tree.
My close personal friend, Jim Nance, who I spent 45 seconds with outside a hotel in Detroit.
Yeah, you got to meet him. Yeah, you said he was really cool.
He was the nicest guy ever. He went out of his way to talk to me.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
It's what he did. No, I wasn't going to bother
him. He's nice to the homeless.
I wasn't going to bother him, but he's like, I was wearing my Bills stuff. It was during the Thanksgiving Day football game. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Bills, we're going to be. I'm like, yeah. And we started talking. Yeah. And now we're friends. I'm sure Nancy, as I call him.
Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy with a Z.
I'm sure Nancy. He doesn't like all the rigmarole around it, but, you know, guy's got to eat. I understand. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? He's a good person.
You know, when you were talking to him,
there
was a red dot on your forehead. Take him out if he gets any closer. Take him out.
So you want the funniest part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just happened to be walking by to get coffee for my wife, the hotel that he and
you're
Tony.
You in Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit. It was the Bills Thanksgiving Day game. It was the morning after. So Nance is going to the airport. He and Tony Romo called the game together. Jim Nance just walked around like a regular person. Tony Romo had a security team of five people that surrounded him at all times.
So is he like that? Because is he that important?
So we had to walk down the alley unknowingly of the hotel they were staying at to get to the game on Sunday. And there's this giant group of people, 50, 70 deep.
Yeah.
There's a limo waiting and there's five security guards in suits. And I'm like, what's going on here? And they're like, Tony Romo's about to come out to go to the game. And then Jim Nance is just walking around the sidewalk.
Kind of pissed off on Jim Nance, man.
Yeah, and Tony Romo has those really fast Skechers sneakers. You could think he could run from danger.
Don't even lace
them
up. Yeah, just jump in them and go.
Slides right in. All right, so make your plans. You know what's funny? I saw this.
I am, because I'll only be 76 years old.
And that's if you're alive. That's what made me laugh. Christ. Well, no, I mean, look, we're honest with each other, right?
I just ate my grapefruit. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's slowly eating your insides away. No, there's a lot of old guys that had a realization of their mortality yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because you start doing the math.
Yeah, if you're, 70, you would be 83.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can still be around.
Yeah.
I will say this. Golf fans seem to go long. Just based on the crowd, there seems to be a ton of gray, even in all these events. The only one that has a young crowd is that Phoenix Open, and that's like Mardi Gras with clubs.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. I had said it's a weird side-by-side with the PGA, coming back 2035, according to sources that told Mike Catalano,
hopefully he's been around for it.
It's a country club sport, but they try and play it off like it's an everyman sport. Steve is here to defend that.
Oh.
Hey, Stevie, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, so I've thought about this stuff because I golfed in a league these last two summers. And I used to
I'm a golfer in a league.
But it's no different than being in a bowling league. I mean, you just go once a week. It's at 4:30. It's not, you probably spend $35 for nine holes.
Oh,
with
don't
a cart.
Get Steve, so, don't get me wrong.
So it's not overpriced.
No, don't get me wrong. I get that for us. It's in every golf has become so much more affordable today compared to what it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, Steve, you walk on the ground.
Beyond the cost.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, hear me out. Beyond the cost part. So it's not out of reach for just cost, for recreation. But I think why people like it, what I figured out is that it's accessible. So it's you could go with a pro. You could get a golf pro and literally be like, hey, man, let's go play nine holes. And you could do it, but you couldn't get a football player or a baseball player. You couldn't get you know, a professional baseball player be like, hey, man, let's go hit some balls around.
You're Wait, so you can get Rory McIlroy to come golf with you for, like,
$50? In this town, you might be.
In principle, you could. Like, if you knew that guy, you could go and play around a golf with him. And be like, it's not going to be competitive, obviously. But it would be, like, something you could actually do together. So I think there's an accessibility to it that I think a lot of professional sports.
Pat, you
can't keep up with LeBron James on a basketball court, but you could play a round of golf with a professional.
But to Pat's point, when you watch this event that comes to town.
You're talking about being a spectator.
I'm watching a major. It's Rolex. It's high-end booze. It's high-end cars. Yeah. It's high-end lifestyles. Yeah. It has nothing to do. I don't see much Burger King coming out of it.
Well, unless John Daly's
playing. I agree with the Rolex. I feel like the Rolex ads are a little, I'm like, come on. It's always investment, too. It's always financial companies. Like, oh, TD Waterhouse. What are you going to do with $1 million you got laying around?
No, but Steve, look, you made a good point. I understand where you're coming from there. But thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
No, it's hoity-toity when you get to that level, man.
But he is right. Like, we all have that fantasy as, you know, sports fans that we want to be out there doing it.
Sure.
And that is the one where you could go out there, do it, and not die.
Yes, you can. Right? You can.
So I get where he's coming from. That's why I'm torn.
Mm.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.